You gotta laugh with John and Fred, a prime example.
The proper way for man to pray, said Deacon Lemuel Keyes, and the only proper attitude is down upon your knees. No, I should say the way to pray, said Reverend Dr. Wise, is standing straight with upraised arms and rapt and upturned eyes.
Oh, no, 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 said Elder Slow. Such posture is too proud. A man should pray with eyes fast closed and head contritely bowed.
It seems to me his hands should be austerely clasped in front, with both thumbs pointing downward, said Reverend Dr. Blunt.
Last year I fell in Hodgkin's Well, head first, said Farmer Cyrus Brown. With both my heels a-sticking up, my head a-pointing down. I made a prayer right then and there, best prayer I ever said. The prayingest prayer I ever prayed, a-standing on my head.
And now, an End Times update.
Well, we try to keep everybody up to speed on the developments in technology when it comes to biometrics, when it comes to implantable microchips and radio frequency ID chips that continue to show up more and more on the products we buy in stores. But sometimes nothing replaces a good old camera. For instance, from the Inner Harbor to the Bay Bridge, local and state Homeland Security authorities are beginning to build a regional network of 24-hour surveillance cameras that will go live this summer in Baltimore. Closed-circuit video surveillance system of public spaces will begin at the Inner Harbor by summer's end, and a $2 million federal grant accepted by the city will expand the cameras into downtown's west side by early November. Now, in an article written by Doug Donovan of the Sun staff, which was originally published on June 10th, he quoted a Dennis Schrader, who is the director of Homeland Security for Governor Ehrlich, and he said, "We're trying to build a regional network of cameras." But what of privacy concerns raised by groups opposed to cameras constantly monitored by retired police officers and college students? We're at war, Schrader said. Now, at a surveillance center in the Atrium Building on Howard Street, 13 to 15 retired police officers or criminal justice college students will monitor images, said Elliot Schlanger, Baltimore's chief information officer. The system will be owned by the city and managed by Schlanger's office. The network would be able to connect with the state's existing system of closed-circuit cameras that monitor highways. Eventually, Ann, Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Hartford, and Howard counties would plug their systems into the city's hub. The city would also work to link its networks with the closed-circuit television systems in use by the University of Maryland, the Downtown Partnership, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and other private institutions on downtown's west side. The network could also hook up to closed-circuit cameras in city schools during a possible terrorist attack, according to the city's request for proposals. Before that network is built, the Baltimore Police Department will have constructed a separate surveillance center to continuously monitor a number of microwave cameras now being installed around the Inner Harbor, said Kristen Mahoney, director of Baltimore's Police Department's Grants and Government Relations Sections, which handles Homeland Security requests. Mahoney and police officers visited London in November to examine the United Kingdom's extensive use of such cameras. Under the Inner Harbor plan, the cameras would be able to transmit images to helicopters and eventually police cruisers, Mahoney said. Other cities such as Washington, D.C., Tampa, Florida, Jersey City, New Jersey, and Virginia Beach, Virginia have closed-circuit systems to help monitor crime already. "I have not heard of such a big project," said Cedric Laurent, policy counsel for the Electronic Privacy Information Center. "We reject the use of public video cameras in public places if used on a permanent basis." Arthur Spitzer, legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union of the National Capital Area, said his group fought Washington systems and said the D.C. City Council curbed the police department's plan. "This is the first one," he said, "that I've heard of where apparently they're planning to put cameras on around an urban area to keep them on at all times." Spitzer also said, "This is just another step towards Big Brother. One of the freedoms that Americans take for granted is the freedom to walk down the street without the government looking over your shoulder all the time." And City Council President Sheila Dixon said she was concerned that the federal grants would eventually run out and the city would be stuck with the bill. I don't know about you, but getting stuck with the bill doesn't worry me at all. I figure government will find a way to tax and spend relative to the programs that they create. They always have, and they always will. But one really great thing about 24-hour surveillance cameras is that when Jesus returns in the clouds to call up the true Christians in that event we like to call the rapture, there'll be plenty of footage for the evening news of all those people disappearing off the planet.
Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
How many want to talk to God today? Can I hear an amen?
Is not the way, but every problem has an answer, and if yours you cannot find, you should talk it over to him
exactly what I'm talking about.